The Lord be with you.
With
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. This is what John the Baptist proclaimed. One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. It happened in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan by John. On coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit, like a dove, descending upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. Today's feast day, the baptism of the Lord, is a great event celebrated by the Church because it is the first public revelation of all three persons of the Blessed Trinity and the official revelation of Jesus as the Son of God to the world by the Father. It is described by all four Gospels. It marks the beginning of Jesus' public ministry. The Christmas season, celebrating the self-revelation of God through Jesus, comes to an end with the feast of the baptism of the Lord. Christmas is the feast of God's self-revelation to the Jews. Epiphany celebrates God's self-revelation to the Gentiles. At his baptism in the Jordan, Christ reveals himself and identifies himself as brother to repentant sinners. Baptism was not a new idea. It had been practiced for centuries among the Jews as a ritual equivalent to our confession. Until the fall of the temple in 70 AD, it was common for Jewish people to use a special pool called a mikveh as a means of spiritual cleansing to remove spiritual impurity and sin. Men took this bath weekly on the eve of the Sabbath, women monthly. Converts were also expected to take this bath before entering Judaism. Orthodox Jews still retain the rite today. John preached that such a bath was necessary preparation for the day of the Messiah's coming. Jesus transformed this continuing ritual into one single definitive act by which we begin our life of faith. In effect, he fused his divine nature with the water and the ceremony. A beautiful teaching of the Eastern Rite Churches describes how the sinless Son of God became man in order to enter the water of John's baptism, in order to touch it with his divinity, so that whoever follows him into the water of baptism may emerge from it wrapped in the cloak of his divine nature. Jesus' baptism by John was the acceptance and the beginning of his mission as God's suffering servant. He allowed himself to be numbered among sinners. Jesus submitted himself entirely to his Father's will. Out of love, he consented to his baptism of death for the remission of our sins. Many fathers of the Church explain that Jesus received John's baptism to identify himself with his people, who, because of John's preaching, for the first time in Jewish history, became aware of their sins and of their need for repentance. The Jews had the traditional belief that only the Gentiles who embraced Jewish religion needed the baptism of repentance, because as God's chosen people, the Jewish race was holy. Remember how the people poured out of Jerusalem and all Judea to the Jordan Valley, where this baptism was preached by John. Jesus might have been waiting for this moment to begin his public ministry. The fathers of the Church point out that the words which the voice of the Heavenly Father speaks are similar to Psalm 2, revealing Jesus' identity, "This is my beloved Son," and to Isaiah chapter 42, referring to the suffering servant, "With whom I am well pleased," revealing Jesus' mission of saving mankind by his suffering and death. Jesus' baptism by John was a mystical experience that Jesus felt deep within his soul at the crucial turning point of his life. The opening of the heavens with the Holy Spirit descending as a dove upon Jesus, and the voice declaring Jesus as my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased, are God's revelation to mankind of the mystery that he is three persons. The presence of the triune God at this baptism reveals Jesus' true identity and mission. The heavens opening also indicates that this was a moment of God's powerful intervention in human history and in the life of his Son. It was a moment of decision. It marked the end of Jesus' private life, which had prepared him for his public ministry. It was also a moment of conviction. At this baptism, Jesus received confirmation from heaven about his identity and the nature of his mission. His mission of saving mankind will be fulfilled not by conquering the Romans, but by becoming the suffering servant of God on the cross. The baptism of Jesus reminds us of our identity and mission. First, it reminds us of who we are and whose we are. By baptism, we become the adopted sons and daughters of God, brothers and sisters of Jesus, members of his church, heirs of heaven, and temples of the Holy Spirit. We become incorporated into the church, the body of Christ, and are made sharers in the priesthood of Christ. Hence, baptism is the basis of the whole Christian life, the gateway to life in the Spirit, and the door which gives access to the other sacraments. Remember how we used to dip our fingers of our right hand into the holy water font and blessed ourselves when we came into church? Hopefully that'll come back again someday, I don't know. Well, why would we do that? This blessing reminds us of our baptism. When we bless ourselves with holy water, we think of the fact that I am a child of God, I have been redeemed by the cross of Christ, I have been made a member of God's family, and I have been washed, forgiven, cleansed, and purified by the blood of the Lamb. Today is the day for us to remember the graces we have received in baptism and to renew our baptismal promises. On the day of our baptism, we were anointed with the oil of catechumens, the sign of Christ's gentle strength to fight against evil. Blessed water was poured over us, an effective sign of interior purification through the gift of the Holy Spirit. We were then anointed with chrism to show that we were thus consecrated in the image of Jesus, the Father's anointed one. The candle lighted from the Paschal candle was a symbol of the light of faith, which our parents and godparents were to have continually safeguarded and nourished with the life-giving grace of the Spirit. This is the day for us to renew our baptismal promises, consecrating ourselves to the Holy Trinity and rejecting Satan and all his empty promises, so prevalent and visible in our world. Let us ask Jesus today to make us faithful to our baptismal promises. Let us thank him for the privilege of being joined to his mission and preaching the good news by our transparent Christian lives of love, mercy, service, and forgiveness.